It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. This week, I've been taking a little break from the show and sharing excerpts from an interview with Samantha Stearman. She's a dispatcher for the Columbia River Bar Pilots here in Astoria. Today, in the final installment in this interview series, Samantha and I talk more about her work and about what she does when she's not helping giant ships make their way to and fro on the river. In this part of the interview, I asked her whether she might ever want to go to sea herself. Does it ever occur to you that you might want to get more involved and go on, get different credentials and maybe go on a vessel? Are you ever inspired to go to sea? I guess that's the question.
Well, without making a really cheesy pun here, I would say that ship has sailed because I did. I've always been interested in the bar pilots since I was a little kid, honestly. And I did learn, you know, well, as far as a bar pilot goes, it takes about 20 years. I'm as interesting as it is, I'm just far too late in my years at the moment to be able to do that. But what I do like to do is education and outreach and industry events. And that's something I did at the Merchants Exchange, is doing anything from Coast Guard education to industry awareness. And I'm still would love to be, COVID kind of put a little bit of a damper on that, but I think that will come back. And that's kind of where, as far as expanding any sort of a maritime industry is beyond what I do here, that's where it would be. However, I do still love this, every part about this. And so I can get the rides on the pilot boat and everything, even though I've been here a couple of years, it's just as fascinating to me as it was on day one.
Have you gotten any impression that more women are getting involved in the maritime industry from your perspective, maybe at the Merchants Exchange?
Honestly, it's about the same, interestingly enough. And I wouldn't have talked to as many women like on vessels in the Merchants Exchange as I do now. But I would say in the last 2 years, the percentage is about the same. And it could change over time. I hope that it does. But I haven't seen, you know, Coast Guard aside, I haven't seen necessarily an uptick. It's about, I'll get a woman, talk to a woman on the radio to bring in a vessel maybe once every 6 months or so. And that seems to be holding steady.
Well, I guess one question is, you don't work here every day. You alternate with another person.
Yes.
So can you talk about how that works and who the other person is? I know we met him. I met him when we came.
Yeah. Yeah. We're a 2 week on, 2 week off, or basically first half the month, last half the month. I work with a fantastic person named Eric. He came from Shaver Tug. And we basically alternate and we'll trade days if needed. He lives here full time. I'm aiming to live here full time once the market settles down a little bit. But right now, in my time off, I do head back to my town of Portland is where I'm from. So for now, I still head back there for the most part on my 2 weeks, but I aim to change that in the next year or so.
So are you, in your spare time, are you a boater? I mean, or do you just stay away from the water when you're not working for a break? Or what's your interest there?
I do. I love fishing, interestingly enough. So I don't have any sort of a boat. That's mostly from land, or I do surf fishing. My parents have a house outside of Ocean Park, so I go there. I do play music up in Portland. That's one of the reasons I'm staying there for now, kind of seeing what comes of that.
So tell us more about that. About what do you do? Are you playing an instrument? Or?
Yeah, I'm in a band. I play the very simple keyboards and sing. And we're just kind of starting to, we were doing real good and then COVID happened. So we kind of tampered down a little bit and now we're picking back up again and hope to be playing live shows perhaps at the end of the year. I'm going to try and maybe do some Astoria dates. That certainly keeps me busy. And I have a community garden up there. I love and collect antique and vintage clothing. Any sort of photography. I'm old movies. I'm definitely, I think, one of those old soul people that just loves historic stuff. And then I also just any history thing related to this area. Tons of reading about maritime, Native Americans, settlers, canneries, anything from this area is completely up my alley.
So what's the name of your band?
Golden Skeletons. Kind of a synth 80s post-punk rock type thing. It's hard to put a name on. We're recording demos now, and we hope to have them online in the next couple months.
Wow, that's really great. How fun. Is there anything else that you want to say that I didn't bring up in these questions that you feel like talking about?
I guess the only things I can think of, one is just a kind of a plug for my museum over there across the river, the Napton Cove Heritage Center, indirectly relates to even this job. It's the old quarantine station. When vessels came in, were inspected, failed, they were sent across the river to the Napton Cove Heritage Center, or what then was the quarantine station for the Columbia River. We're just going to be opening pretty soon, starting July on Saturdays. And it's a fantastic little window into the history of this area, which a lot of people don't know about. And I would highly recommend anybody coming and paying us a visit or looking up Napton Cove Heritage Center online.
And so what is your role there? Are you a volunteer or are you a...
Volunteer. I'm on their board. I have a background in archaeology, anthropology, and so I've kind of helped do a little bit of their displays and interpret some of the artifacts that have been found there, and just generally help out when I can. But it's a really cool little corner of history.
And that concludes my interview this week with Samantha Stearman. She's a dispatcher for the Columbia River Bar Pilots in Astoria. She has a long work history locally in the maritime industry, and prior to her employment with the Pilots, she worked for the Merchants Exchange in Portland. They are an organization that tracks vessel traffic on the river system and provides extensive data and information services to the regional maritime industry. Samantha is one of an army of primarily invisible workers on land who make up the huge shoreside element of the maritime industry in any port. Each arriving ship needs to satisfy a variety of administrative requirements and also make arrangements to tie up to a berth, get inspected as needed, and load and unload cargo. They need assistance in every phase of their journey on the river, and Samantha performs a vital role as she helps expedite their arrivals and departures. Without her and the many other people who work here locally in the maritime industry, we would have no ships on the river to admire as we go about our business or stroll along the riverwalk, and we'd have none of the valuable commerce the river and ships contribute to our regional cargo-dependent economy. Thanks for listening to this special interview series. Next week, the Ship Report returns to its usual format with ship schedules and marine weather. Podcasts of all of this week's shows and others are available on my website at shipreport.net. Thanks for listening and have a great day.